Good morning. 8:55 a.m. on April the 7th, I believe. I can't see the phone. The glare on the from the sun and my eyes are running out of my head this morning. For some reason, I'm not quite sure why. Well, I am sure it's a cold breeze and it's gotten behind my glasses. And it's just the angle. Seventeen minutes on the first mile. Not a great first mile, but not a bad one. I can't complain. So yeah, Sunday morning. I went to bed last night around, I'm going to say around 8. I started around 7 to get ready. Took my meds. Called it a night. It was a long day yesterday after being up until 2 a.m. And so, yeah, it was a night to go to bed early. I slept through till just past 6 this morning, so 10 hours, 12 hours, 10, 11 hours worth of sleep. I still feel groggy. I still have this fuzzy feeling around my head. I'm hoping that the walk will help, and then I'll go home and fix some breakfast. I'm out of bread. I didn't make bread yesterday, and I should have. That was just one of those days where lots of stuff I should have done didn't. So, of course, my eyes are running, which means my nose is running, which means lots of sniffing. Because I'm just wearing a windbreaker today, which doesn't have my handkerchief in it. It's always something, isn't it? First world problems. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, what am I thinking about today? I have no idea. I'm not really thinking about too much. I've got to dig back into that story. The neighbors took lots of pictures. The neighbor kids went to California on the same trip that my daughter went. And their pictures are up today. There's a lot of fun pictures. It's for a trip where she really didn't want to go because she wasn't going to be able to do what she thought she wanted to. Now, she had a terrible, terrible amount of fun. They went to medieval times and had dinner and cheered for the knight who lost right away. And visited Universal Studios and did a couple concerts and went to Disneyland. Went to Hollywood Boulevard because I saw pictures of stars. I saw pictures of Capitol Records, which is right around the corner from Hollywood and Vine. And I happen to know that because on one of my many trips to California for the National Center, we had a day where I didn't have anything to do, but the boss did. And so we were out in Hollywood, North Hollywood, and she gave me the keys to the car and said, "Come back in 2 hours." So I took the convertible Mustang that she had rented for us for that week and cruised Hollywood Boulevard. It was 10 a.m., so there was nobody there, but I mean, it was still cruising Hollywood Boulevard in a Mustang convertible. It was quite a lot of fun. And I have no idea. I went by Hollywood and Vine. That struck a chord from somewhere. I think Hollywood and Vine is mentioned in a story or has some cinematic meaning. And then cruised past I looked up the street and saw Capitol Records, the stack of records. The building, the round building. And of course the Hollywood sign up above it all. Well, I didn't tour Universal Studios and we didn't go to Disneyland. I've been to Anaheim, Jesus, I don't know how many times. So many times I don't even want to count them anymore. The annual convention of the Association of Education, Communications and Technology was ping-ponging between Anaheim and Orlando for many years. And I got really tired of both of those cities. Particularly since two years we stayed in Orlando in one of the resort hotels within Disney World. One other year we stayed in the hotel just across the street. So yeah, it was, I had my fill of magical days, let's put it that way. The best part of the trip for the, we went and stayed in one of the, I don't remember what that was. I remember it was a, like an Aztec village sort of thing. And the rooms were scattered around this huge lake. And you had to cross the lake to get to the center convention center. And of course, I was on the other side of the lake, so we literally had to walk a mile and a half each way to get to the convention center, which meant you left early in the morning and took everything you would possibly need for the day with you, because there was no way you wanted to cross that causeway in the beating sun in the middle of the day in the highest humidity in June. No, actually, I think it was July. It was horrible, and it wasn't much better when we were there in October, November. But the highlight was the maitre d' of the hotel, the restaurant at the convention center. They had several sorts of like food court places, but they also had a restaurant. The restaurant actually had half-decent food. It wasn't great food, far from great food. And the price was priced as if it were haute cuisine, but of course it was catering to Disney World tourists, so they weren't looking for... If they were looking for haute cuisine, they found it elsewhere in the park, not at the hotels. And he was the only one who scowled all the time. Yeah, how many? Yeah, okay, come on. You know, everybody else was smiling and have a magical day, and he was, yeah, whatever. Come on. I got four back here. It was the highlight of the trip for me. Shoot. I don't know how long he lasted, because I'm sure that they get rated on how smiley they are and whether or not they remember to say, have a magical day. Yes. So, yeah, I had my fill of magical days. Anyway, they looked like they had a lot of fun, so I'm glad. She's still a little played. I'm not surprised. She slept in yesterday. I'm going to make her get up today because I don't know how late she stayed up last night, but I'm going to make her get up today because tomorrow morning she has to get up and go to school. Tomorrow morning I have to get up and go to therapy, and I have dental cleaning, and on Tuesday I have a rheumatologist. I have to call and make an appointment with the eye surgeon to get these cataracts repaired. It's going to be a busy week, I think. I also have to finish this story, Greedock the Splithead. I haven't got a lot done on it. Yesterday was a total waste. Friday was not much better, although Friday I did solve some of the plotting problems that I was having. I came up with some of the gimmicks that I needed in order for the plot to unfold, because I didn't have a plot. Quite frankly, the plot points, the things that have to happen, didn't line up neatly to be a plot. It's like, well, how does this happen and how does that happen? And they're not necessarily related. They're not necessarily unrelated, which leaves room for a plot to develop, but they're each actually stories in their own right that have to be included in this 40,000 word novella. But I've come up with a strategy. I've come up with, for lack of a better term, a gimmick, a device, monk pole, a MacGuffin, so it should work out fine. I'm pleased. And now I need to get button chair, fingers on cubes, and have it unfold for me. So, let's see, what else? No, I'm hungry today. Most mornings I'm not terribly hungry. I went to the grocery store yesterday afternoon and got all this good food, and then by the end of the day, by the time it got to be like 4 o'clock, it was like, oh God, I don't feel like cooking anything. So, we had pizza. So I got a fridge full of pizza because I always order too much. Now, the problem is that kids want pizza with nothing on it. I want stuff with vegetables on it. Vegetables and pizza don't mix with kids, so I order a pizza with vegetables for the wife and I, and a pizza with just pepperoni and cheese for the kids. They like the pepperoni and cheese, and I like the vegetables, so I guess for lunch I'll be having pizza too, which is not necessarily the best lunch, but if I keep the number of slices down to a manageable level, it shouldn't be too bad. And I've got a ham, so we're going to roast ham and yams for Sunday dinner. Should be yummy. It's probably going to be salty, but it's all right. A little bit of salt now and again. I do need to cut back on salt, but will I eat today? I guess is the question. Ah, snort, sniff, snort, sniff. Sun feels good. It is nearly 60 degrees. It was like 58 when I left the house, so it's probably over 60 now. And they're saying Tuesday it's going to be 35 and snowing. And a lot of snow, so I hope that's going to go away. I hope that's going to be like one of those, oh dear, it's going to snow. Oh, no, false alarm. No, it's not. But the reality is we get a lot of snow around here in March and April. March is one of the snowiest months in Denver in the year. And October is the other one, which is odd. October, November. I think it has to do with the seasonal wind shifts. Once the wind gets into its winter pattern, we don't get much. And once it gets into the summer pattern, we don't get much. But that changeover from summer to winter brings in the monsoons. The temperatures are usually sufficient to get snow. Oh, snort. So this week would have been my sister's birthday. She would have been 59. I haven't heard from my other sister to find out when the interment is going to be yet. Should be coming up pretty soon. I hope they don't do something rash like schedule it on Wednesday for the following weekend. That would be difficult for me to get a ticket to get there in time. I did hear from the probate court, and the sister is going to be the contact for the estate. I can ask for a copy of the will that's being probated for $4. I don't know that I will bother. It's unlikely that I will be the beneficiary of too much once the bills are settled and the charges taken out, and assuming the ex-husband forecloses eventually on the farm, that'll be pretty much it. Pretty much all the assets. Some boxes of stuff that probably will be shipped. She asked if I wanted any of my mother's paintings. I told her no, not really. I've got plenty of paintings on my walls, and I have a daughter who's a very talented artist. I have no doubt that as time goes on, I'll find more artwork that's more meaningful to me. Beautiful day, I'll say that for it. Just looking around, some mare's tails up there, wispy cirrus clouds, I think they're cirrus. Lots of blue in the sky, sun's shining. There's not a lot of wind, there was a little breeze earlier, but there's not a lot of wind right at the moment. Trees are starting to swell around the tips. We'll have budding here soon. Oh, actually, that tree looks like it's got a little green on it. So it won't be too long. Grass is greening up here in the park. Grass is actually greening up on my lawn. I'm gonna have to start thinking about getting the sprinklers turned back on. I'm not going to do anything until after Tuesday, though. If it snows as much as they say, the lawn will get plenty of moisture. An 18-minute mile. 18-and-a-half-minute mile. Okay, well, it was not like I was pushing it today. One more day. Here we are, back at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.